This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Tonight, Tom Brokaw concludes more than 21 years anchoring NBC Nightly News. He started in the 1980s when there were new anchors at all three major TV networks, and there were only three then. Ever since, the same three men have been the faces of broadcast network news: Dan Rather, Peter Jennings, and Brokaw.
Dan, Peter, and I have often said, we think that we've made each other better at what we do because we are so competitive, and our instincts were the same, which was to be working reporters as well as anchormen.
Brokaw finishes his long competition on top. All the networks lost viewers to cable TV and other outlets over the past two decades, but NBC News was the most successful at holding on. Now at age 64, Tom Brokaw has been reviewing his life and his career. He was the son of working-class parents in South Dakota.
They had these dreams and strong values about the kind of family that they wanted to raise and the community in which they wanted to raise them, and they always kept that in front of us and gave me the foundation, I think, that has helped me weather the many storms that I've had in my journalistic career to deal not only with a competitive environment at the network, but to get on airplanes and race to distant places and know that you've got to work hard if you want to have a rewarding career.
It's been really interesting the last few nights. NBC, of course, has been showing different pieces of footage of your career. The other night, there was Tom Brokaw in the 1980s riding a bicycle through the middle of Beijing.
That came after Tiananmen Square, and we were trying to figure out what we could do to show what was going on. And so we decided the way to do that was to become a bicyclist and take some soft drink boxes, put them in the back of a bike, take a Hi8 Sony camera, put it on its side, and cut a hole, and then ride behind it as I was wired up with a microphone, and we were able to show people what the troop presence was like there around Mao's tomb and those other places.
Did you say to yourself at that moment, oh, I don't know that I want to be on television riding a bike?
No. I thought this is a way that we're going to get the story out. And Ted Koppel arrived about 2 days later and said to me, Brokaw, you beat me to the punch. You really grow into this job. It evolves around you, I think. When you first sit down, it's kind of intimidating. And then after you've been there for a time, you develop your own style and instincts and interests and pursue those.
Once I spoke to a television executive who said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that he thought that in this world of 24-hour cable and the internet and so forth, that he thought that the role of network news was that there will still be people who want to go someplace where their news is edited. That was his definition of the place that he wanted network news to hold. Mm-hmm. What's yours?
It's very close to that. I think that there will be a continuing appetite at the end of the day for a well-organized broadcast that reflects what has happened that day that's important in the world and that it's done by the best professionals in the business.
Do you anticipate any kind of period of decompression for yourself?
I'm actually looking forward to de-accelerating some and then picking up the pace again.
You took something like 10 weeks off a few years ago?
I did, but I also did three documentaries during that 10-week period off and wrote a book. So it was not exactly just putting my feet up.
Well, I'm sort of wondering if that's what your retirement is absolutely not the right word, but that's what your next phase of your life will be like.
The shorthand phrase I've been using is that I want to take more time to think about fewer things. I want to write another book. And my activities are not exactly leisurely. You know, I've been a pretty good hand on sailboats, but I've never been anyone I would trust at the tiller. I'd like to learn to sail more. So there are a lot of activities that I think will be pretty energetic and keep me engaged.
You have been interviewed countless times as you prepare to step off this particular stage. Do you think there's anything that we've all missed as we look at this moment of change in network news?
I guess what amuses me a little bit is the eagerness that some people have to proclaim the obituary of network news. I think that we should see what happens. Who would have thought 10 years ago that there would be something as powerful and as profound in our lives as the internet, for example? We really are at the beginning here of some changes of great magnitude in how we get information, exchange it, transmit it, and I think it's very exciting. And I'm only sorry it didn't happen 20 years ago, so I could have been at a different age and ridden the wave a little bit longer.
Well, Tom Brokaw, you've been very gracious with your time, and congratulations on all your work over the last many years.
Thank you very much.